my number one thing is like, because I'm not really like a poet or anything. So if you're really new to this and you want to start with chapbooks, what do you recommend? How do you start is the question.
Who would like to take that?
I can go first. So I started doing chapbooks many years ago during the, I lived in Southern California and was part of the punk rock scene. And so I was going to a lot of clubs, and I met a lot of musicians and writers, and I just started asking them for their writing. And so, God, was I still living at my parents' house? My first semester. And my dad had a copy machine. And so I just started putting chapbooks together, and I called it a press, Lemon Fingers Press. And then I just continued doing it, and I started to meet, you know, a lot of writers and artists in Los Angeles. And so I did that for about 5 or 6 years. And then when I moved up here, I started a zine called Comet. You've never heard of it, but it was a really great way to, you know, also, you know, share people's work. And yeah, so I just say jump into it and don't think too, you know, if you think too much about it, you might talk yourself out of it. So,
does anyone else add to that a little bit, then I'll pass it to you. But it's a really interesting way to start thinking of your work as a book on a smaller scale. And they're really fun to make. You can make them simple, handmade, collage things together, and just start experimenting of just thinking about, well, what work do I have that would fit as a book, you know, on a smaller scale.
So. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. And I took classes here. In the printing, they had bookmaking classes. I don't know if they still do. And so it's a really nice space where it's like, you know, writing is a kind of sculptural object. And the interface between visual work and narrative. And so, you know, there's a lot of doorways. So let yourself sort of pass through anyone that interests you. And, you know, I mean, you could have a poem that's a paragraph, and it could be a chapbook if there's one sentence on each page. Like, And the meaning really shifts when there's that much spaciousness around it. So have fun.
Here's, as like ex-bookseller, now librarian, I'm like, there are a lot of books actually on making books, and you should definitely check them out because there's so many art books available, and they'll give you a lot of ideas for like the different forms that you can have. And sometimes that will actually define what sort of content you want to put into it. So you can work backwards and then find, you know, it doesn't always have to be your writing either. You can go into small press micro-publishing and find other writers that you like or other artists that you like and say, oh, can I actually have 5 of your poems and then make a book around them, which is great for everybody.
Just rip off, you know, anything you hear.
I love it.
I was just have a question because I'm definitely in that group of overthinking it to the point where you're like, never mind, never mind. And one of the main things that I start obsessing over is the fact that continuity. A lot of my poetry isn't always within the same subject or the same feeling, or just like it could have the same subject, but you know how poetry can be. You're like, no, they're two different things. Is like, and that's something I struggle with when it comes to making my own, like even like a collection. I'll like be like, no, don't make a chapbook, just make a collection. I try to like dumb it down, but I don't know, the book, I'm like, oh, I gotta print it.
Well, I would say as far as subject, my subject has evolved as being a collage style, and so I don't believe in a subject. So you don't have to have a subject, I don't think. It can be an accretion of different things. As far as writing a book, I think a lot of people have gone towards the side of thinking of projects to do, to make a subject come out of that. But then there's also the other side, who is it, who said poetry is not a project. I forgot her name, Lasky, right? So then each poem should be its own entity, and maybe you can have a collection. But I've never written that way. But maybe one day I will.
Well, I think you said it perfectly, because I was going to say, don't overthink it. Just see it as a collection of your work and just start putting your poems together. And, you know, you can always change it later, too. You could do, like, a version, like, for this year. And then maybe down the line you can change it and it can transform into something else.
I'd like to add one quick thing to that, too, because we were just talking about this earlier this afternoon, Elise and I, that it's typical to wonder, you know, where the threads are in single pieces or between single pieces. And so sometimes it's hard to see the connections and figure out, like, do these work together or do these not work together? And we were talking about how it could possibly be a way in to trade your work with another, with a friend or someone you don't know even, you know, and for them, for you guys to tell each other where the threads are, whether they are in fact in existence. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sharing with friends is good.
It's so funny. Like these are my favorite conversations because they're about like the process and practice, which is, you know, endless and abundant for exploration. But, so there, you're talking about kind of what's the container, and like you're the container, and you during a period of time are the container, right? Or is the container, I don't know if that's singular or plural. So just wanting to invite that there'll be natural cohesion because you have some kind of, you know, cosmological ideology that's sort of holding it all together. And then also, yeah, having like inviting other people to reframe or interpret your work just as a new way of seeing it. You know, which is what an editor ideally does, and we're a friend.
I also like doing sort of like chance operations. A lot of my poetry just comes out of games I just make up spontaneously to play with myself. You know, I'm like, oh, well, what do I do with this? So one thing that I've done before is when I have poems that I feel like kind of are a loose collection, but they don't quite work, is I just put them in whatever random order. And then I start filling in blanks between them. I'll put in empty pages, mm-hmm. and then just try and write the connections in just to see. And sometimes it doesn't work, but it's good to always just let yourself be free with it, because sometimes it's the surprises in the dialogue that your poems are having with each other that are the best part.
That's I'm great. Gonna try that.
I love that.
That's a great awesome. Idea.
And to also think, too, about the possibility of taking those fragments and watching them accrete, as you mentioned, Ma, and not worrying too much about it sounding like it coheres or it seeming like it coheres to you, because it may actually, it will cohere, it is coherent of its own accord as it's part of the same container, right?
Any other questions?
It's not really a question. It's about your work. I just want to know.
Who's you?
You. I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names.
That's okay. Before I thought it was me, it wasn't.
I was just about your poems on like with the water and earth and elevator. What were they based off of again?
So there was a book called Worst Case Scenarios, and it was like this little thing I got in a thrift store. Or I didn't even get it. Someone gave it to me for Christmas, like, you know, in like the random gift exchange. And it was, you know, how to survive an elevator fall, how to survive when lost in the woods. So I was riffing off of real instructions on how to survive. It wasn't a joke at all.
Like
they were terrifying. It's a survivalist handbook, and they were terrifying situations, and it was very sincere about like what you needed to do to prepare. And I was married to a park ranger who was really a survivalist, so like there was a lot of that happening in my life. And then I was writing this other series, which was a lot about, you know, history and identity and the destruction of culture through the decimation of language and people, you know, and so those things became sort of entangled, and I just let myself go. I mean, it's a lot of, I think one of the things that I keep hearing here is like, let yourself enjoy the process of writing and finding out what might emerge, you know, rather than sort of thinking you know and going in. So mm-hmm. I would just sit down and I'd be like, okay, elevator fall, go, you know.
Yeah.
People are going to be watching this video.
I got curious when I listened to you because I had been given when I got my car from my parents, like one of those little hammers that you can break the glass out of your car with. Mm-hmm. And while I was listening to you, I just remembered, you know, I just remember that incident. Like, what would I do in that kind of scenario? Like, what would come out of that if I wrote about it? You know,
it'd be excellent, and I want to see it.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? Definitely check out the books on the table. Okay.
Well, do you have a question?
You do? I'm sorry. Thank you for catching that.
So if we do make a chapbook, how, and we wanted to share with you, how do we like get that to you?
Oh, do you mean for the chapbook exchange? Oh, absolutely. We have an email address where you can email it. It's just poetrychapbooks@gmail.com, so it's pretty easy to remember, hopefully. But I can write it down for you if you want. Because I realized that I didn't create a title slide that had the web URL for the chapbook exchange. So I'm happy to pass that along in some form when we get up. But it's poetrychapbooks.omeka.net. And then the email again is poetrychapbooks@gmail.com. And we're going to start reading. Well, we open for submissions on June 1st. And they'll close July 31st. So send us your work, because we really, really want to read work by younger people. Yeah. Who are like really, you know, in it. So, and students. So. Cool. Anyone else have anything else that they'd like to ask or comment on? No? All right. Yeah. I don't know if you bring back my umbrella. Thank you all so much for coming. Thank you.